practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio. Today we are going to begin with a song entitled, In the Arms of Sweet Deliverance.
Many the days my path is rough, many the days I wonder what to do.
But then I talk to my God in prayer, He assures me that He's right there,
and whatsoever may come, He'll see me through.
I've read in the book how the Lord once said, rain will fall on the good and bad, but wise is the man who waits upon the Lord. When trials and sorrows multiply, I will not ask Him the reason why, for strength is mine, only heaven can afford.
In the arms of sweet deliverance,
isn't it a tremendous thing to be able to look forward to when we are with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven and we will be able to rest by and by? This world is filled with all sort of different activities and events that really bring concern to us. When you look around us, there are earthquakes, there is suffering, there are pandemics and epidemics, and well, you know the whole story, don't you? But one of these days, we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, and all of these things will be gone. And what a blessing it will be to be in the arms of sweet deliverance, that is, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, forever in heaven, in a land without tears, in a time without end. Of course, only those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will experience that. And so I would encourage you to take a look at your life right now. Have you trusted Christ as Savior? If Jesus Christ would have returned last night, would you be with him this morning? Or if you would have died last night, would you be in the presence of the Lord this morning? That's a very important matter to take into consideration. Remember, if you know the Lord, when death comes, you'll go to be with him. If you don't know the Lord, when death comes, you'll go to hell, awaiting a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. And certainly, it also relates to the second coming of Christ. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, when he returns, you'll go to be with him. If you don't know Jesus Christ when he returns, you'll go into the great tribulation period and then eventually into the eternal lake of fire. So it's important that you know Christ. And if you've never trusted Christ, I would encourage you right now, right there, by the device upon which you're listening to this program, to simply call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask him to save you, and he will. Remember, the Bible says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence. And so, if you've never trusted Christ, do so today, and then contact us here at the church. We would be more than delighted to send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. And you can contact us by calling 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. And that address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And certainly you can email us at our email address, which is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Also, I would invite you to visit our website from time to time and find out what's going on around the ministry. And that address is www.fbcaltoona.org. We are a very active ministry, and even today we've got Sunday school at 9:30, classes for all ages. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. Every Wednesday, we have our midweek services with the children and the youth meeting at 6:30 in the evening, and then the adults gather together for prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock at night, and we would invite you to come on out and join us. Faith Baptist Church has a varied amount of activities to reach the community to Christ, for Christ, and activities to encourage Christians in their walk with Christ. And so, if we can serve you in any way, we would love to do so. Please don't hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you for the opportunity that we have to bring this radio program together. I thank you, Father, for each person who is right there, right now, listening to this program. You know their need. Lord, there are some who have great spiritual needs. They've perhaps have never trusted you as their Savior. I pray that today would be the time of salvation for them. And then, Father, we know that there are many Christians who are struggling spiritually. It is my prayer that today your Spirit would work in their lives and encourage and strengthen them and direct them that they might be able to have victory in their Christian life. And then, Father, I just pray that as we produce this program, that every purpose that you have in mind for it will be fulfilled. We always have a plan, but we certainly don't want to override your purpose. And so, whatever your purpose is for this program today, in the lives of those who are listening, I pray that that purpose will be fulfilled, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let's listen to a piano solo with a good old hymn of the faith entitled, Only Trust Him. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, where the Word of God says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And now before I deliver a message entitled Preparing for the Second Coming of Jesus Christ, let's listen to the hymn, I Would Rather Have Jesus. From the time that I was a small child, I can remember people talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My grandfather was a pastor. In fact, he was a pastor for about 60 years. And I can remember him so often talking to me about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in those days, on one hand, when I would think of it, it would be a fearful thing. On the other hand, it was something that I was looking forward to. And down through the years, I've heard many, many messages on the second coming of Christ, and I've read many passages of Scripture on the second coming of Christ. And the fact of the matter is, Jesus has not yet come, but He will, because that's what the Word of God says, and I believe it. In the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, we find these words. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is about ready to ascend up into heaven, and He gives His disciples the Great Commission, and then looks forward a little bit, where He says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. That's Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. And that's one of the passages of Scripture where we are reminded, instructed, informed about the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come again. And from that point on, Christians have been anticipating the second coming of Christ. Oh, there have been those down through the years who have been questioning whether it would even happen. As a matter of fact, I remember a number of years ago talking to a fellow, and he said, you know, for years I've been hearing people talking about the second coming of Christ, and he's not yet come. Will he ever come again? Well, he will in his time. He will when he's ready. He will when everything is the way that it should be or he wants it to be before his return. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, we find these words where it says, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God gave a promise through his Son that he is going to send his Son back into the world again one of these days. When will it be? Well, when he's ready. And even as we look at this passage of Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, we see there that the Lord would have us to be actively involved in winning souls for Jesus Christ, so that when Christ comes, all that will be saved will be saved, so that they might be taken up in the rapture. And I often am amazed at that particular verse of Scripture because it says, let me read it again, 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In other words, one of the things that is really holding off the second coming of Christ, or the first stage of the second coming of Christ, which is the rapture, is the fact that we as Christians are not out there soul winning. I've often heard it said, and I believe it, that if we want to enhance the second coming of Christ, let us get out there and win souls to Christ. Because as it says here, the Lord is long-suffering to usward. That's to those of us who are believers, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We need to be reaching souls for Christ. And when all who will be saved are saved, then the Lord Jesus Christ will return. But it's up to us to be out there winning souls to Christ. But how can we prepare for the second coming of Christ? Well, keep in mind that when we are talking about the second coming of Christ, we must remember that it will occur in two stages. The first stage is the rapture that could happen at any moment. And that is described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where those of us who are believers will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. And then those who are not believers will go into the great tribulation period, which is a time of 7 years after which the Lord Jesus Christ will literally return to the earth to establish his kingdom on the earth. But the rapture could happen even today. How can we prepare for it? Well, number one, believe it, because it is something that's taught throughout the pages of Scripture. Believe it, because it is going to happen. The Lord Jesus said in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 20, that is Revelation chapter 22 and verse 20, it says, He says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. And John's response to that was, Even so come, Lord Jesus. You see, believe it, simply because of the fact that it is going to take place. Now, certainly, if you want to be in it, it's important that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That is something that's very, very significant, because if you don't know the Lord Jesus, you will not be in the rapture. And so I would encourage you to trust Christ as Savior, but believe it. Christ said he's going to come again, and he will. Secondly, tied into that is just something that I've already emphasized, and that is receive Christ. Make certain, beloved, that you know the Lord. You know, in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 28, we find these words. Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 28, we find these words. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Who are those that are looking for him? Well, that would be those who are saved, who are born again. Those of us who know Christ are looking for him. Literally, we are looking forward to him because we want to see him. And so to prepare for the second coming of Christ, believe it. Secondly, receive Christ. Thirdly, serve Christ. You know, after the rapture takes place, the Bible teaches us that we will go into the presence of the Lord Jesus, and we will stand before him at what is referred to as the judgment seat of Christ. And at the judgment seat of Christ, we will be rewarded based upon our service unto him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, the Word of God says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." You see, that's a warning to every Christian. We will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will be rewarded based upon that which we've done in this life, whether it's good or bad. And in reality, that has to do with serving him, living for him, communicating him, standing up for him in these days in which we live. I'll tell you what, there is such a turning away from biblical truth today and such a turning away from Jesus Christ, it is very important that as Christians, we stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ as much as we can. And if we stand up for Christ, if we serve Christ, when we stand before that judgment seat of Christ, we'll hear those words, "Well done," and we will receive rewards based upon our faithful service to him. And then finally, to prepare for the second coming of Christ, share Christ. Because you see, the Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 that when the Lord Jesus Christ does come and when we do stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ, we will also be judged based upon our soul-winning efforts. And for those who are soul winners, well, those folk, and I hope I can say that every one of us will receive what is referred to as the crown of rejoicing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19, Paul says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?" You see, those of us who are soul winners, when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not only receive a general reward for our service unto him, but will also receive a specific reward for sharing Christ while we were here on the earth so that others might be saved and be ready for the second coming of Christ. So to prepare for the second coming of Christ, believe it, receive Christ, serve Christ, and then share Christ. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, I would encourage you to call upon his name right now and ask him to save you. And then as a Christian, serve Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, anticipate the appearing of Christ in the air. He could come again today. Praise God. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.